The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau is Steve Burness, and he joins us now, as he does every Thursday at this time, with the weekly warning. Steve, let's talk first about these concert ticket scams, also sports ticket scams. You think you're online buying tickets from the venue or the promoter, but it's not a legitimate source. And it used to be you'd look for sponsored site, and maybe you'd stay away from that. But now, sometimes it doesn't even say sponsored, does it?
No, Bob, doesn't. Good morning. Thanks for having me on today. Yeah, it's a perennial problem. We see it all the time. It happens all year long, especially with the concert season and the baseball season starting. There's a lot of fake websites out there that make it look like they're legitimate sites. So in the past, it used to be just the sponsored ads at the top. Some of them were bought by the scammers. Now it seems they create these fake websites, and they have these catchwords and keywords. So if you type in, Cubs tickets, Sox tickets, whatever, you may end up on a fraudulent website or a scammer's website who don't have the ticket to sell. They just want to grab your information and tell you the tickets will be on the way or the electronic tickets will be on the way, and they never show up, but their card is charged or they use your steal your identity in some way. So it's just be very careful. Deal with the venue itself always, if you can, and a licensed ticket broker. You want to make sure that they're licensed by the state of Illinois.
Yeah, if you can get tickets in person, that's a good way, but it's more convenient to do it online, and they'll charge way more than they're supposed to, right?
Right. There's some ticket brokers that do charge way more, and you think it's actually the venue itself, so there's unscrupulous businesses, legitimate businesses that are licensed, but they do charge hefty fees, and sometimes they make it look like the venue, so mm-hmm. You got to dig a little deeper, Bob, make sure it's truly the venue you want to be on and not the ticket broker as well.
Talk about what's going on with AI and identity theft right now.
It's increasing, Bob, so much. The Better Business Bureau, we just issued a study yesterday talking about the increase in losses and monetary losses are rising. We have about 16,600 reports from 2002 to 2024 just on the AI and the dark web identity theft. So what it comes down to be is really that these nearly every scam now, Bob, involves some sort of information theft or and scams. Survivors tell us they lost money, which may not realize their personal information also has been compromised. So it seems like every of these scams they're targeting. They have this information. Like you said, they have these tickets, and they have what you want. You just got to click on here and give us your information. And really, ultimately, they're trying to steal your identity and build this file on you. So the more information that they get from you, or the more information you give to them, the better chances of this stealing your identity. And as we talked about it all the time, Bob, for years, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you'll become a victim of identity theft.
I was reading on the Better Business Bureau site, BBB.org, about something called Google fingerprinting. And this is something that affects all of us because, we're searching for various things on Google, and then things happen that we don't realize. Fill us in here, Steve.
Well, right, Bob. There's some change at Google, and basically in the past, we always talked about the cookies, collecting information that when you go on websites, but those can be deleted. Now, the tech experts are saying that Google fingerprinting cannot be deleted, and it digs deeper. So really, Google fingerprinting works in a slightly different way, where instead of collecting data on how and where you browse, it collects the actual information about your hardware, around your extensions and what type of browser you're using, what type of software you have, whether you're on a phone, a laptop, or a different device. So they're collecting a lot more information. They say that your information will always be privacy protected and things of that nature. Just these tech experts want to let people know that Google is taking more information. So if you're not happy with what they're doing, there's always other browsers available that you can look at, and it doesn't take this type of information. But it's really just a warning for consumers that Google has changed some of their practices.
Finally, we have a story, and I guess you could call this Diamonds Are Not Forever. What's this all about, Steve?
Well, people are getting a ring in the mail, a diamond ring, a fake diamond ring, of course, and they do have a QR code next to it, and they want you to click on that QR code to see maybe who it's from or why you're getting a ring or a fake ring or things of that nature. And that QR code is a phishing email which tries to extract information from you or put malware on your systems. So if you get a ring in the mail or any type of gift in the mail, on order in any way, don't use that QR code that comes along with to find out who it's from or what to do with it, because that QR code can have spam and malware on it. We're seeing reports not only in Chicago, but all throughout the U.S. on the Better Business Bureau Scam Checker Report, Bob.
Yeah, so this has really happened to people where they're getting like a diamond, which seems like a free gift.
It seems like a free gift, and they're just getting this ring in a box, and there's no note in there or anything what to do with it, so they're curious, and they have a QR code card in there, so they click on it, they use the phone to get the QR code, and the QR code then is attributed to a phishing email site or mail, spam and malware, where they kind of put spam or malware on your phone and or device and try to steal information. But they use the rings now, but in the past they use other types of products. Anything unordered and you get a card to click on who it is, that's the tip off, the rip off, Bob.
Yeah, you click on that QR code allegedly to register for the warranty. for the scam. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you so much.